Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. Mayors from across the country are in Dallas, Texas today for a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They're discussing ways to reduce income inequality. Raising the minimum wage and improving education are high on that list. Greg Fisher is mayor of Louisville, Kentucky. He joins us from Dallas. And Mayor Fisher, first of all, let's just clear something up here. People always tell me it's Louisville, not Louisville. Which is it?
You did a pretty good job there. When we bring people to Louisville, the first thing we do is train them on how to say Louisville.
Okay. Well, you came out in support of same-sex marriage. That would be the biggest city in Kentucky to have a mayor who has done that. Why did you decide to do that now?
Well, to me, it's just a real straightforward discrimination issue. So anything that discriminates against people, I want to speak out about. So that's the moral reason. And secondarily, any city that's on the move with job growth needs to be very clear that there will be no discrimination in the city. So I felt now was the right time to do it and proud to do so.
And how do you think your city council is going to react to that?
Very positively. We have a fairness ordinance in our city, and we're the largest city in Kentucky. And we've led the way in a lot of these issues like that. And I've received massive support since the announcement. Good article on the front page of the newspaper as well. So it's been really big time thumbs up. So this is an issue where there's just more and more support every day. And it's important for elected officials to come out with their support.
Is it something you wish you had done earlier?
I've taken a public position on marriage equality before. I've just had not signed the Conference of Mayors resolution on that. So my stance on this has been known.
What would you say is the biggest challenge facing your city this year?
Well, you always want to just go back to the basics. It's the education, which then drives jobs, of course. So there's a lot of inequality in terms of education in the country, and our city's the same way. We've got some of the greatest performing schools in the country, and we have some that are challenged at the same time. We want to start focusing on education earlier in life as well, so that when kids get to kindergarten, they're ready to learn. And right now there's a big gap between the kids that are advantaged and those that are at risk. So almost every problem in the community comes back to education. You can track it to jobs, you can track it to poverty, health, crime, et cetera. So we're constantly focused on that.
And is that something that you're getting adequate help from the state and the federal government on?
Well, cities feel like they're pretty much on their own. We get some help, obviously, but Washington is not a model for high performance by any stretch of the imagination. The state budget in Kentucky is under duress. So at the city level, while we receive some funding from the state, obviously, we're not sitting around waiting for more money from the feds or from the state. We're saying, what is it that we can do in Louisville to move our city forward? So we approach that by initiatives like 55,000 degrees. That's 55,000 more college degrees than what we normally would have in the community by the year 2020. When we achieve that, we'll be in the top tier of American cities with adults with college education. So that's just one example. We're working on how we can have more access to pre-K for kids as well. And then, of course, we have our own economic development strategy. But cities, for the most part, are on their own these days. And ironically, 90% of the country's GDP comes from cities, yet we're not receiving very much help from the feds.
Well, has any idea popped up at the conference that you think is a really good one when it comes to education?
Well, we focused on a couple different areas. One is on the very early learning ages from 0 to 4. That's the most critical time and when the brain is being developed in young people. So what are the different ways that cities can come together to make sure the kids are getting that kind of stimulation and making sure that parents are aware of that as well? This is the time when kids are learning how to think, how to be creative, and we got to give kids maximum attention there so they can, in fact, be ready for kindergarten. So that's one way. And then we have a lot of focus then on K-12 and high school and college at the same time with a lot of discussion then about the rapidly changing nature of the world and then how do our educational institutions and society do adapt to that.
What about minimum wage? That was a big topic at this conference. The minimum wage in your city is $7.25, the federal rate. Is that enough in your view?
I'm a business guy that just happens to be mayor, and when I talk to businesses around our city, if you are paying a minimum wage, you can't keep people employed. So the market is working to a certain extent in that area, but I'm not opposed to minimum wage increases. Obviously, there hasn't been any significant increase in decades in that, but frankly, it has not been a big topic of conversation in our city. I would be supportive, however, if it was.
Up to what, $10 an hour?
Over time, you know, there's obviously what the federal discussion is, I don't think is that aggressive. I mean, it's a movement over 3 years. We're really just trying to keep up with the cost of inflation since the last change in the minimum wage as well. So we haven't had that discussion locally yet, but I'm sure we will.
One other big topic at the conference, it sounds like, has been climate change. What are your views on that and what cities could be doing to combat that?
Well, unfortunately, we're at a point with the economy where people understand that a sustainable business and a profitable business has to be the same thing. Years ago, it was kind of an either-or, but fortunately, that's not the case any place. And cities are, like in many of these issues, ground zero for this issue. So in Louisville, our sustainability plan addresses a lot of issues. One area that we're focused on right now is our tree canopy. Making sure that we have adequate trees in the right places. We're doing the nation's first ever study of our total tree canopy in our city so we can be intelligent about how we enhance the trees in our city. Recycling, obviously, big issues as well. Water quality, air quality, discussing the recent federal changes in that and how they affect our city. So to be a good, growing, great city, you've got to have clean air, you've got to have clean water, you've got to have clean soil, and it's hard to find people that disagree with that too much.
Mayor Fischer, finally, what city at this conference is an inspiration to you? What city do you look at and say, that is a city I'd like to steal some ideas for Louisville from?
Well, that's what we're here for. There's over 200 mayors that are basically learning from each other. We imitate, then we innovate. So it could be what Salt Lake is doing with transportation. It could be what Nashville is doing with their built environment. So there's all kinds of great mayors that are focused and working 18 hours a day for their city. So that's the wonderful thing about a conference like the U.S. Conference of Mayors. You come together very quickly. You help each other as best you can and support each other through the times because we're all in this together, and we see the metro economies as the engine for the country. So we're here to share and learn from each other.
Greg Fischer is the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, joining us from the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Dallas, Texas. Mayor Fischer, thank you.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you.
And Sasha, I started off our interview there talking about the fact that we say, a lot of people say Louisville. In fact, as he says, uh-huh. It's Louisville. Uh-huh. There are a lot of cities around the country where you have that situation. There's Versailles, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
There's Cairo, Illinois.
That's right. There's Carmel, Maine. And then it's Carmel, Maine, right? And then Carmel, California.
Okay.
Exactly.
There's also Des Moines, Iowa, but Des Plaines, Illinois. Go figure that one out. And then there's one that I still don't get, but it's Mackinac Island, not Mackinac, even though that's how it's written. Let us know yours at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.